For those of you who don't know him, down there on the five-string banjo is Mr. David Johnston.
Here's a song, a piece of art I made. called the Heritage.
We haven't played in a really long time. This is one of the first play this for our friends, the Ark family. I like to call them the Hams. I think that's better. That was Bobby Ray's idea. But Dan and Laura will play some for this. It's called Going Up. We hope you like it.
Waiting at pearly gates, and oh, he'll let me in. Oh, Yes, I want to be ready when it calls for me. I wanna wear that long white robe. Wanna wear those golden slippers on my feet. When he calls me, I will go. Going up, I'm going way up just to see my Savior there. Going up, I'm going way up, let him free my soul from sin. Thank you. Denver. A southern gal who couldn't stand the cold. She fell in love and left Mobile forsaken, mistaken for a dusty pot of gold. Well, Dixie let the pieces fall together, and she painted up this picture in my mind. And Mobile, Alabama wasn't calling her back, and Pride, Alabama was on time. Southbound train, it ain't you, I know that done her wrong. Say again that you seen it coming all along. But she knew those sweet memories, it's true. Dixie darling caught herself by me. Dixie darling caught herself by me.
Folks, and we'll play this song for them, and we'll play this song for dear old Rodney Dangerfield, who passed away. So. Because as he always said, I have like that. Anyway, this is a tune called Too Late.
Trying to be tiny, I suppose. Another uneventful day, never needed to stray so far. Oh, no. I just opened up my eyes, looked around and realized everything I don't want was a friend. Now my days are not different, not different from any I've known. Sometimes you gotta get the road. But it's too late now. Where I was coming from is where I
but it's almost been a year since we've been here. That seems awful strange. Lots happened in that year. I'm going to send this next tune out to my good buddy. I actually went to college here in the city before I wised up and started playing bluegrass music for a living. And I want to send this out to my old friend Michael, who's up there. He'll get it. This song is called What's Going On in the Head of That Woman. Don't put the swing in your hips if you got a swing in your hips. When she calls me up just to put me down, next thing you know I got a friend in the town. Just one thing I'd like to understand, what's going on with that woman? All right, whoa.
We love you guys too. We gotta come back and hang out for a whole weekend sometime. It's really nice.
With him, and boy, we had a good time. His name's Nick Forrester. We want to have him come up and play some mandola. And if Daryl Scott's back there, we'd love to have Daryl Scott play a tune with us. Daryl Scott's a fellow we've respected for many, many years. He's an amazing songwriter. In fact, the stuff you were hearing tonight, if it sounded really, really familiar, well, that's because he wrote them all. And he's a great songwriter, and we're so grateful that he wants to play some music with us. Not just because we're paying him and we darted him and drugged him a drink, but anyway. Give it up for Daryl Scott and Nick Forrester for joining us in a couple of tunes. We're going to get down and dirty. We're going to play a little, well, kind of a dirty song. And then we'll play, well, another song that's kind of dirty. Close on a positive number. About 3 years ago, we were driving on down the highway and into that High Sierra Music Festival in California. We were coming out of Nevada there. I was driving, and Bobby Ray, who's a great guy who does a lot for us, was sitting right next to me. It was real, real late. As we hit California, the song jumped off the road and onto this piece of paper that luckily Bobby handed me, even though my driving got incredibly bad as I focused more on the song than I did on the driving. Thank goodness we had driven all night so everybody else was asleep. Somewhere in some sort of sick domain, this song popped up. it's about a trip I took to Vegas. There, I said it.
About 3 miles from border town, California, Nevada line. Morning sun goes rising, fall. Looking out there in the dust, whistling and wild. Like a dust cloud from the flat land, hit the force of the mountain behind. Stood in front of me, vision see, with the dawn of the angel dark sky. Yeah, she jumped inside, spoke her name, so she was deep from out of me. Caught her eye, sharp as hypnotized, like a violent fit, prepared to see. Just one look, that was all it took. I was trying to put her up with a fight, but I was hooked down the road, the way she's headed me. till my dying day.
Thanks for showing up early and listening to it. Hanging out with Daryl Scott, hanging out with Nick Forrester, give it up for them again. Really cool. You haven't seen the last of those guys. So is everybody here? It looks like everybody that possibly could be here is here. We'll be right back.
telling me she's fine. She's got a loaded pistol, raise it all the time, saying sometime you gotta give a boy to keep his ass in line. Well, that's the way she's going.
Sitting on a hilltop, looking at the rush hour crowd.
makes a lot of noise, but it can't seem to find a groove. People took my advice, they tried to slow things down and stop and take a look around. It seems sitting on a hilltop, looking at the look at me. Can't see a smile on my face and my hair blowing in the breeze. You leave me just one little spot and say hello. Sit a while before they go. We'll be right back.
really sitting in there for?
Tear, you can't feel his disease.
got what you
got to say.
Get home again.
much better off. Now that I'm gone, I don't much feel like hanging around. Lord only knows where I'm going. I can't remember the places out there. Tell me if I'll ever make it home. Chose to be a rat, but you're not left with many options. I'm in red. Hope to imagine that there's some place for me at the end of this long, long road. I'll be trying my best to treat you with a little rest and some help finding my way. Ever been. But long ago, about I find the light I lost back then. And you think that you do better all alone. Well, there's no one there who loves you, no place to call home. I'm growing tired of this search for my soul. With all of these rocks in a row, I'll keep trying my best. I sure could use a little rest and some help finding. Thank you. won't sleep for days because he just slept with Annie. She's the sheriff's wife. Now the sheriff's men have got him running for his life.
Thank you.
out. Next one.
So y'all having a good time out there?
Like
Jake Forrester. Daryl Scott, back up here on the stage. We're going to play some more music. Actually, this is great.
No more tears. Well, we're on a mail train. I can't buy us
Nick Forrester, Daryl Scott.
How about a big hand?
It's a big treat for us to get to play with those guys. We've been listening to their music for at least like a couple of weeks, years and years and years, and we really respect them a whole lot. In fact, they're kind of responsible in some way for what we do. So if we sound terrible tonight, then it's their fault in sort of a convoluted way, isn't it?
That's true, Ben.
It is true. I just discovered that right now in my brain. So you still with us out there, folks? You're having a good time and all that stuff?
We'd like to play a song that Jeff Austin wrote many moons ago about himself. No, wait. I accept full responsibility for this.
I'm not quite sure what I know, but I know that somewhere between the mountain and the river, long time ago, I saw the light. I saw the light. Said I'm gonna get drunk and I should be regretting, 'cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna spend all my money, call everybody honey, and wind up singing blue. Spend my whole paycheck on some old record, I wind up lonesome and blue. Just trying to get drunk down in New Jersey, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to make a good impression tonight. There's a lot of people. Let's make a good impression. Wake up! Wake up! Kick it at him. Do it like you.
See that it's true.
the disco ball is mine.
Okay. It means all money. Is she good looking too? of women.
How about that? We'll send this one out to Sarah Gittman, who's out in the audience tonight over at Colombo down in Gobbler Knob. I wish my baby had deep pockets so we could run around spending all her money and painting up the town. I wish my baby had deep pockets. I love life every day. She don't got deep pockets, boys. What's there left to say? I wish my baby had deep pockets, about the deepest ones around. Her mama was dating money and her daddy owned the Chrysler Building. I wish my baby had deep pockets. I love life every day. She don't got deep pockets, boys. What's there left to say?
Pork chops, I love life every day, but the shape